All right, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the end of November 2022. I put up an article on bloodandfaith.com the other day. It was entitled Christian or Judeo-Christian, Choose Wisely. And I wanted to talk about that article. I have a quote. It's a picture, too, with a quote from St. John Chrysostom. So anyway, he was a guy that lived, I don't know, 1,500 years ago, probably longer, a very famous Christian saint. He was sainted somewhere. And here's what he had to say, among many other things. But he said, have you had enough of the fight against the Jews? The man who does not have enough of loving Christ will never have enough of fighting against those who hate Christ. Now, this will make the head of those who claim to be Jews but are not. It'll make their heads explode. It'll make the heads of Judeo-Christians explode. But this is just, you know, one little phrase amongst tens of thousands that have been written and spoken by Christian ministers of the gospel and famous theologians, Martin Luther, Chrysostom is just one of them. John Christus, I can't pronounce his name. He's just one of them. And if you want to know who the most famous person that said these things that those who call themselves Jews would call anti-Semitic, and all the terms that they use are deeply problematic. Is a Jew really a Jew? Is an anti-Semitic really against the Semites or people who are not even Semitic people at all? And the person that spoke most about these was actually Jesus Christ and the apostles. And I've tried to delve into that in a couple of recent podcasts and articles where the Talmud people openly say that the Holy Scriptures are evil. And the Holy Scriptures are evil against themselves. And so instead of repenting and bending the knee to Jesus Christ and obeying the Holy Scriptures, they think the Holy Scriptures should be repealed and Jesus Christ should bend to them. Now, there really isn't a third path. There really isn't any third way. There's no way to make this right. The only way you make this right is one side surrenders or the other side surrenders. Unfortunately, many Christian ministers of the gospel have surrendered. They've bent the knee to a people who fit the definition of the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? He who denies the Father and the Son. Who is the Antichrist? He who denies that the Messiah has already come in the flesh. The Messiah has already come in the flesh. The Antichrist is those who deny that the Messiah has already come in the flesh. That's the Antichrist. 1 John 2:22, 2 John verse 7. In 2 John verse 11, it says, hey, anybody that's making peace with these people, you share in their evil deeds. So this is traditional Christian theology. It's nothing new. I didn't invent this stuff. It goes back 2,000 years. It goes back to the Holy Scriptures. That's my main point. That's why I don't spend a lot of time quoting, you know, this person or that person or the other person or trying to make an issue out of, you know, whatever happened in the last 100 years. It goes to the heart of the Holy Scriptures. And Christians are either going to embrace what Jesus Christ said or they're going to be ashamed of Jesus Christ. This is the dividing line. Jesus Christ said, don't think I came to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. I came to bring a sword and cause division. And nowhere that is that needed more than in the Church of Jesus Christ. Either be a Judeo-Christian or be a Christian. Either be loyal to Jesus Christ and his word or abandon him fully. I care not. Here's what I said in the article. False Jews know what the Holy Scriptures teach. They agree with me that the Bible is hostile to Judaism, the Talmud, and all who follow that satanic system. And they've worked hard and successfully to get the church to deny the words of Jesus Christ. Moving on. In their own words, here's what the Talmud people say. Quote, the Jewish community should work with our Christian brothers. Boy, I got a lot to say about that. With our Christian brothers to ensure that any anti-Semitic verses in one of the most widely read Bibles on earth, they're talking about the Christian Bible, be formally repudiated and reinterpreted clearly, securely, and anew. All right, this is what the Talmud people say in 2020. Well, actually, I can go to the it's Jerusalem Post wrote this down. This is an article from August 2019 in the Jerusalem Post. They're very clear about what they want. They want the Holy Scriptures repudiated, and they brag. They say, look, the Jews have figured out how to do this. You just elevate your man-made traditions over the Word of God, which is exactly what Jesus Christ was against. Moving on in the article, I say this, the church grovels obsequiously before those who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, and are of the synagogue of Satan. That's a direct quote from Revelation 3, 9. While remaining silent and ashamed of what Jesus Christ said. A Christian man will shout from the rooftops that which the Antichrist hates. I go on. And here I'm quoting Holy Scripture. And if you can't quote Holy Scripture and not be ashamed of the Holy Scripture, you're ashamed of Jesus Christ. It's the Spirit of Jesus Christ that inspired the Holy Scriptures. Quote, for you, brothers, this was a letter to a European church in Thessalonica. Okay? Quote, for you, brothers, became imitators of the church of God in Christ that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out and displeased God and opposed all mankind. 1 Thessalonians 2:14 and 15. If you can't say that loudly, proudly, and boldly, you're denying Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let the division come. Jesus Christ, I didn't come to bring a peace, but a sword. And how, and it later in another scripture, it said, oh, I came to bring a fire. How I wish the fire was already kindled, he says. Choose, man, choose. I don't care. Go to the right, go to the left. Go be a Judeo-Christian. Bow down and worship the Antichrist. Please, be my guest. Just don't deceive yourself. If you can't proudly, loudly say this and boast in this, I'll refer you to Mark chapter 8, verse 38, and you can look that up. All right, quote, I know your tribulation. This is Jesus Christ speaking again to another European church. Quote, I know your tribulation and poverty, but you're rich, and the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not. But are of the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9. He says it twice in a row. Again, let every fact be confirmed by two. He says it twice in a row to confirm it. Revelation 3:9. Again, to another European church. This is to the seven churches. So one was to one church, here's to another church. And all these churches, by the way, were in European colonies in Anatolia. They were right on the western coast of Anatolia. They were Greek colonies. They were European colonies. By that time, they had taken over by the Romans largely, but they're still European. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you. Hello, Revelation 3:9. This is the red. People say, oh, you got to read the red. Well, there's the red. That's the words of Jesus Christ. If you're ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ, you got an issue. If you call yourself a Christian. Here's another one. Quote, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. Who are the scribes and Pharisees? The Pharisees are the forerunners of today's rabbinical rabbis. Rabbinical Judaism. They're the forerunners of today's rabbis. They're Talmud teachers. The Pharisees were the Talmud teachers. What do you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel across land and sea to make a single proselyte, and when he becomes a proselyte, that's a convert, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Now, there's a fair amount of literature out there written by people who either call themselves Jews or used to call themselves Jews. And most people said, well, you're a Jew, except one of them converted to Catholicism, and another one of them just said, look, I've done the research. I said, I'm not a Jew. He said, I'm not a Jew. My ancestors converted to Judaism. And that's the gist of what all these three very different men coming from very different angles had to say. Look, we're Khazarian, and our ancestors converted to the Talmud 800 or 900 B.C., That's where you get the Ashkenazic Jews and the Sephardic Jews. They were converts to Talmudism. Okay, they have nothing to do with being the descendants of one of the children of Jacob, renamed Israel. It has nothing to do with that. So Jesus, this is Jesus Christ. Don't get mad at me. This is Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ. Woe to you Pharisees, you travel on land and sea to make a single proselyte, a single convert. And when he becomes one, you make him twice as much the son of hell as yourselves. All right? If this offends you, fine. Let it offend you. Again, Jesus Christ is the stone of stumbling and he's the rock of offense. He's the stone of stumbling, he's the rock of offense. Let it be. Jesus Christ does not position himself to be inoffensive. He does not do that. He never has. He's not interested in positioning himself to be inoffensive to those who have an inclination to hate and reject him in the first place. He certainly didn't do it to the people that call themselves Jews. All right. Here again, he's talking to the Pharisees. Thus you witness against yourselves that you're the sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your fathers. You serpents, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell? Matthew 23, 31 through 33. You serpents, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell? This is he's saying to the people that claim to be Jews. They taught the Talmud, they taught the traditions of men that overrode and overruled what was written down in the Holy Scriptures. That's exactly what the modern-day people want the church to do. The modern-day people that claim to be Jews yet are not and are liars. They want the church to reinterpret the Holy Scripture so it doesn't mean what it says. They want them to go to the way of Talmudism. It's explicit. It's not even, you don't even have to guess at this stuff. Again, here he's speaking to the Pharisees. You brood of vipers, how can you speak evil? How can you speak good when you are evil? You are evil. Not you do evil. You are evil. He didn't say, hey, you guys are doing bad things. No, he said, you are evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. All right. I've talked a lot about the Antichrist. And I know all you guys are out there waiting. Oh, here comes a handsome devil, a nice suit, a couple little horns popping up. Well, there he is. Now we can start, you know, being brave. And what I'm telling you, because you've bent the knee to the Antichrist already, you bent the knee to the seed of the serpent, you've bent the knee to the brood of vipers, you've bent the knee to the spirit of the Antichrist, you've bent the knee to the ideas of the Antichrist, you're going to fall all over yourself to worship the Antichrist if he ever does show up. I'm telling you. You can't stand up now. You're just going to keep going the same direction you're going. And this is why Jesus Christ warns. He warned Revelation 18, verse 4. He said, come out of the midst of her. Come out of the midst of her, that Babylonian harlot. It's a whole system. The traditions of men overriding the word of God. And this is what the evangelical church has done. All right, here's the Antichrist. First of all, who is the liar but he denies that Jesus is the Christ? Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. He who denies the Father and the Son. This is, present tense, the Antichrist. Okay, written a couple thousand years ago. This is, present tense, the Antichrist. He who denies the Father and Son. Who denies the Father and Son? Figure that out. That's your Antichrist right there. That's your Antichrist. Quote, for many deceivers have gone into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Why does the church listen to the deceiver and the liar and the Antichrist? The church grovels before the Antichrist already, right now. Forget some dude showing up in a suit with a couple of horns. The church already grovels before the Antichrist. Watch yourselves so you don't lose what we have worked for, but may win a full reward. Everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Don't tell me these people are the children of God. Do not tell me that. Don't tell me they're the chosen of God. If they don't abide in the teaching of Christ, they do not have God. They do not. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house or give him any greeting, for whoever greets him takes part in his wicked works. You preachers and pastors out there that are greeting and meeting and having fellowship with people that reject the Son, you're making a mistake. For whoever greets him takes part in his wicked deeds. Now, shout out from the rooftops. You guys are all, you know, you want to be friends with the world so much, and yet you deny the Holy Scripture. You deny the words of Jesus Christ. You deny what the Spirit of Jesus Christ inspired in John to write. Here's Jesus Christ. Warns people. Why did he warn them? Because he knew this would happen. Okay? He knew the church would go right down to this road of Talmudism, right down this road of saying, oh, I know what the Scriptures say, but we're going to interpret it to mean something else. Right down that road. And the voice out of heaven said this, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Christians, if you say your brothers are those that reject Jesus Christ, you're in her. If you're claiming as your brothers those who explicitly reject the Son, who explicitly deny that the Messiah is coming in the flesh, you're taking part in their wicked deeds. You're taking part in their wicked deeds. Stop that. Oh, it's too hard. You know, I'm supposed to have unity with the world, and we got to love the world. And hey, if anyone loves the world, he said enmity with God. James 4:4. Let this be the division. Let this be the division. So Jesus said, "Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues." Okay, that's direct reflection of 2 John 11. Stop fooling around with this harlot. But read the last, Revelation 16, 17, 18, 19. Stop fiddling around with a harlot, making love to the harlot. You're out there, oh, we're all one. We bow to, we worship you because we want your acceptance. We want your money. We want peace with you. We want peace with the whore of Babylon. I'm telling you, the church is there. The evangelical church is right there. Not just these mainline churches that are out there with the lesbian priestesses. The evangelicals are right there too. All right, let's go to the book of Acts. Here is what a Christian will say. This is what a Christian will say. If you're a Christian, you will say this loud, you will say this proud, you will say this boldly, and you will never apologize for this. Quote, now, first of all, who's he talking to? He's talking to the Talmud people. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one. And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you have now betrayed and murdered. Whom you now have betrayed and murdered. You who received the law as delivered by angels, but did not keep it. That's Stephen, the first martyr after Jesus Christ, Acts 7:51-53. Say that loud, say that proud. Put that on your tagline for your emails. Look, Mark 8:38. If you're ashamed of Jesus Christ and his words, which means the whole Bible, he will be ashamed of you when he shows up with his Father's holy angels. Let this be the division. Let this be the division. The warning is not to partner with those who reject the Messiah of God, Jesus Christ. You go back and you read the history of ancient Israel. What did he say over and over and over again? Don't partner. Don't make peace with them. Don't have unity with them. Don't tolerate them. Don't put up with them. Because if you do, you'll become enslaved by them. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at, church. Who do I blame? I can't blame the devil for devil doing what the devil wants to do. Can't blame the seed of the serpent for doing what the serpent wants them to do. I can blame my own people, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, who are ashamed of the Word of God and won't say what the Word of God says. Let this be the division. I didn't come to bring peace but a sword, said the Master Jesus Christ. Oh, well, that's not a very nice religion. You're not making a nice religion. I have no interest in a religion. I have no interest in a morality club. None whatsoever. I'm loyal to my monarch. I'm loyal to my king. I'm loyal to the Creator, my Father. I'm loyal to Jesus Christ. I'm loyal to Jesus Christ. Are you loyal to Jesus Christ? Do you embrace his words? Will you say his words? Will you repeat his words with your name and your face attached? The Holy Scriptures are eternal. They don't bend and sway for a people who reject the Holy Scriptures. They don't bend and sway for a people who reject Jesus Christ. Neither will a Christian. Be clear for yourself which side you're on. There never was a third pass. Jesus did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Matthew 10:34. And that's it. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.